Okay, so at this time, it's a great pleasure to welcome our 10-minute speaker, Anthony M. from Santa Maria.
Thank you very much. Hello, my name is Anthony and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date's February 16th, 2017. My sponsor is Lee. I'm sponsoring a guy right now. I'm grateful to be asked to do this. A little bit about myself before, let's see if I can stay out of the mess or get out of it. But I started drinking in 97 when I was 16. And that looked like me and two or three of my friends acquiring a 30-pack in the middle of the night and then drinking it in my hot tub. We'd share about, 10 beers between each other and whatnot. And it was a lot of fun. We got into a bunch of trouble and then things escalated quickly. My options for growth in this world got selected. I found myself joining the Army when I was 20. I turned 21 in basic training in Georgia. I went to infantry school there. And the night before graduation, I got hammered. I turned 21, and they let me go for about 10 hours. And I need to have somebody with me. My plan was to go away from where I was in California to some place where I'm under some structure, and everything would be great, I figured. But they let me have some downtime, and that's when I got in trouble. I ran up a $175 bar tab that night and found out what dip was, and they had a whole watch for me. It was a whole thing. But I graduated top of my class, still drunk. Got my blue cord pinned on me by my drill sergeant. It was amazing. Lots of pride, lots of ego growing, and I thought I was going to stay away from alcohol. I had a pony keg under my bed in the barracks, and at the beginning of the month, I had a case of, Corona or Heineken or whatever, something nice and pricey, and then I'd have a couple bottles of Jack Daniels in the refrigerator. I had no food. I spent all my money on alcohol, and I ate at the chow hall. That was life, and I loved it that way. At the end of the month, I had Everclear, and I had 40s of Old English because I couldn't afford anything anymore, right? And it was still great fun. I'd have blackouts, and I'd wake up with my arm paralyzed. That's how I knew I had a seizure. And I did some outlandish things. I wound up in the hospital a couple times, but everything was still fun. I deployed to Iraq 2 years. I'm going to stay out of that. Something broke inside of me. I had a mental breakdown, and the light left my eyes, basically, for lack of a better word, or for lack of time, actually, I should say. And, I got out. I witnessed a lot of death, and that's really what happened. I was a 50 cal gunner, and I was proficient at my job. And I got out in 2008. I was declared a disabled veteran, 100% disabled, unemployable. I couldn't function in society, and my coping skill was to drink. And I drank, and some people would say I understand. My wife would not understand. Because she saw what I turned into, waking nightmares, horrible PTSD flashbacks, things that would just keep me locked inside my house for another 10 years, from 2007 to 2017, and it was awful. I couldn't manage my life. My daughter would have to go live with her grandmother because we didn't have food in the house. I got evicted a bunch of times. I had multiple suicide attempts. I went to not an asylum, but a hospital where I had to stay, because I was a danger to myself and I was a danger to other people. I could not manage anything. The police came and took my wife away. My daughter was already staying at her grandmother's house, and by some miracle, I didn't get arrested. Right? I'm always on like a bunch of substances because alcohol just doesn't do it for me that much. I drink myself to oblivion, and to no avail. I get no release anymore. So I do anything and everything under the sun, including suicide attempts. Well, enough of that. I got sober. I went to the VA, and they sent me to a place called the Champion Center in Lompoc. And there I got medically detoxed. And it was my intent to just go in and then leave after I got off of, because I was addicted to opiates as well. My doctor had given me 240 Percocets and 240 Somas for 3 years. There's no way I'm not getting chemically dependent on that. And I stayed that way for the longest time. So I got medically detoxed, and I learned about the Fellowship of AA. I was reminded of my first meeting today, which I was, it felt like I was on an elevator all the time, and the floor was constantly coming out from underneath me during the detox. And just the love that I felt in the rooms, this wonderful lady named Turtle was escorting me around, and she was the nicest thing. It moves me to tears almost thinking about it. She's like, "It's okay, honey. You just don't do anything. You just sit here and you listen." And and I would get up and I got my newcomer chip and then sit back down. And it was at the bingo hall in Lompoc. And I got out of there and I got hooked up with the sponsor. I knew I needed a sponsor. I'd been locked away in my home for so long. The world scared me. It's amazing. I was just talking about this. It's amazing that I'm actually here, because I used to run and hide from events like this where people were just talking and having fun. I would go into panic attacks, and I would go out into the parking lot and cry and feel the grass and try to do all these grounding techniques. And now, oh my gosh, I do AA and I do therapy, and I bring my therapist therapy stuff, and I bring my sponsor AA stuff in an AA format, and it's been saving me. Starting from day one, I got hooked up with my first sponsor, and he helped me go through a marital change. My wife had left me, was leaving me for another guy, and I wanted to drink, and AA wouldn't let me. AA showed me that it's okay. We go through this stuff, and we come out on the other side, better somehow and stronger somehow. It's amazing. But I did get away from AA. It gave me confidence. It gave me security. I was able to. I thought I could just put AA on the back burner. I had one meeting a week that turned into one meeting a month. And I poured all my energy into martial arts, right? More pride, more ego. I became a third degree black belt, and I was teaching at the martial arts academy, second to the sensei there. And oh my gosh, it was great until it didn't work. Like, I got remarried, and I had all this prestige and honors, and people following me and talking to me and all that. And about a year into it, I wanted to jump out of a car on the freeway. And I opened the door and I thought about it, right? But I don't really want, thinking about it, I don't really want to die. I just want out of my situation, And I knew the solution. I knew the solution, and I walked away from it anyway. So all I did was change everything. I left my wife. And I got out and I asked for help. I did another deep dive into AA, and I went to 20 meetings a week. I got a commitment Monday through Friday. I think I had one on Sunday as well. I got back into church, and then I'm like, I need help. I need balance. I need somebody to help keep me accountable. I need somebody to, push me just enough. And after monitoring multiple people, I went and linked up with them, and it's been the best. I secretary a meeting on Monday, a meditation meeting. I meet with my sponsor on Tuesday. We talk for like half an hour sometimes before the book study, and I have a coffee commitment there. The next day, on Wednesdays, I have a stag meeting that I go to. I have a coffee commitment there. Thursdays, I don't have a commitment. My home group is the Goes to Any Lengths group of Alcoholics Anonymous in Orchid. And we go to any lengths. I want that impressed on my soul. So when it's time to suit up and show up, I do my best. And that's good enough. God takes care of the rest. All I have to do is show up with what I have. And, you know, that's the faith that I have. That's the trust that I have in my higher power these days. And I'm so grateful for my sponsor guiding me along this whole way. And thank you all for having me here. That's my time.
Let's give another hand of applause.